Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following excerpt from a speech. It's a great source of pride to me to be asked to open this fabulous new building, the Robert Jackson Memorial Cultural Center. The late Robert Jackson, our much-beloved mayor, was responsible for the inception of this project some 4 years ago. Robert did not live to see the results of all his work, but I'm sure he would have been pleased. It's a beautiful building with a fine view over our harbor. It combines an excellent art collection with lecture and concert rooms, plus sports facilities and craft rooms. Local clubs will also be able to book meeting rooms for a nominal fee. Number 86. Who is Mr. Robert Jackson? Number 87. When did the project begin? Number 88. What is mentioned about the new center? Go on to the next page. Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following news report.
The Beckworth Town Council yesterday decided to go ahead with a massive upgrade of the downtown area. Beginning in March, several streets will be permanently closed to vehicular traffic, and a pedestrian mall with performance areas will be created in front of the town hall. The project is expected to take a year, but will be completed in several phases in order to reduce disruptions. The estimated cost is $2 million. A spokesperson for the council said that from the 1st of March, all traffic down Spencer Avenue will be diverted to the north of the town. However, pedestrian traffic will continue with only minor disruptions.
Number 89. When did the decision to make the upgrade take place? Number 90. What will happen during the project? Number 91. How long is the project expected to take? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following announcement. The next item is an important announcement about local travel and lunch expenses for all consultants. If you are out on company business, make sure that you keep your bus or train tickets or a receipt for taxi travel. Also, if you happen to be out on business at lunchtime, you can recoup the cost from the petty cash box held by the secretary. But please hand in your receipt with your name on it to her. If you are planning to have lunch with a prospective client, please notify the accounting department in advance, and you will be given a company credit card to use. Number 92. For whom is the announcement intended? Number 93. How can one be reimbursed for local travel expenses? Number 94. In which of the situations can an employee use a company corporate card? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following announcement.
This is an important announcement for all travelers departing today. Due to storm activity and the possibility of heavy rain, hail, and strong winds, all flights have been postponed for 2 hours. We regret any inconvenience. Flight number JL223 will now leave at 2:30 p.m. Flight number AX611 will now leave at 3:25. And flight number JL227 is scheduled to leave at 4 p.m. Please visit the airport information counter for a lunch voucher, which may be used at any of the airport's restaurants and snack bars. And please do not leave the airport, as further important updates could be made at any time. Thank you.
Number 95. Why is the schedule being changed? Number 96. How long will the planes be delayed? Number 97. What is being offered to the passengers? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a talk.
I'm going to finish this talk on a very positive note. While there have been some minor problems, on the whole, our performance and your performance have been great. The figures speak for themselves. Even though it's difficult for a small, new audio components company to compete with established large companies, we've had a steady growth in sales and profits. Our markets are expanding slowly but steadily through word of mouth. What that means is that people like our products and tell other people. I think that our customers know that we love our work and want to produce only the best possible sound systems. They trust our quality and, above all, they love what they hear. So, I'd like to send my thanks to everyone here at the plant for the good work done. Let's keep it up.
Number 98. Which of the following products does the company most likely make? Number 99. To what does the speaker credit the company's success? Number 100. Who is listening to the talk? This is the end of the listening test.